Hi everyone, I'm Ross Edwards, four-time author, coach, and host of the Deep Psychology Podcast. Today we're talking about the third post-conventional level of consciousness. This episode is part of my bigger July and August levels of consciousness series, and we spent the last couple of episodes of this series talking about the post-conventional levels. This is the final post-conventional level. It's called turquoise or construct aware. This comes before the transpersonal levels, which we will cover next week. In other words, you can think of this level as bridging post-conventional and transpersonal consciousness. And by the time we're done, you're going to have a much better idea of just what this level is about. And you're going to start to get an idea of what transpersonal consciousness is about. What does construct aware mean? Well, at this level, we basically start to realize that all concepts, knowledge, identity structures, beliefs, and really in essence, the entire human psyche is built on self-serving constructions. Construct aware just means aware of constructs. So that's what we're going to be exploring today. Before we get into that, quick mention from my sponsor, Spirit Quest Tours, which takes small groups on exclusive sacred journeys to Egypt, Peru, and Turkey. Get $500 off your next trip by using the discount code ROSS on the booking page linked below. Also want to mention that I have new long-form episodes every Wednesday with snippets on Thursday, Sunday, and Tuesday, all at 9 p.m. Central European Time, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. However, if you're subscribed, you will probably realize that I've put up a snippet nearly every single day this week, and it's really just because the episodes right now are about an hour long, so there's plenty of material to create snippets from. And also, this has just been a really popular topic, so I just want to kind of give people more material to engage with. Make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you want to go deeper with this work, join my fortnightly newsletter, pre-order my latest book, The Boundless Body, or try a free coaching session with me. Links are in the description. And also really encourage you to listen to this entire Levels of Consciousness series, which is going to be, by the time we're done next week, it's going to be episodes 151 to 157. Just to say that when I mention numbers, it's because the long form episodes are numbered and snippets are not numbered. So I'm referring to the long form episodes. 151 to 157 is the Levels of Consciousness series. And wow, if you listen to that entire series, first of all, it's going to be about 8 hours by the time I'm done. And it's, wow, it can really just transform your view of human beings and yourself, basically, in ways that I've described over and over again in every single episode. And that, to be honest, might take you months and years to fully digest and understand. But it's very, very powerful. So listen, let's talk about the turquoise construct aware stage. So just to say, like all other levels, I might use the color turquoise because that's the color that this level is described by, or I might use the word construct aware. In both cases, I'm referring to this level and I'm not choosing one or the other for any real reason. It's just kind of random. And it's good to be familiar with both labels because they pop up in different theories. Before we get going with the defining features of this level, I want to talk about the nomenclature I'm using. So, interestingly, if you look at any single theory on the levels of consciousness or the stages of development, no single theory is going to call it turquoise construct aware at the same time. Really, what I've done is I've taken the color turquoise is a spiral dynamics or Ken Wilber label, and the term construct aware is a Suzanne Kuhn-Greuter term from Suzanne Kutgreuter. And what I've done is I've merged them because they basically are pointing to the same level of consciousness. So Staged Turquoise in Spiral Dynamics, or Ken Wilber's work, is basically the same as what Kutgreuter is describing. So I'm basically merging different theories. The caveat is that Ken Wilber actually says very little about turquoise in all of his work. He really doesn't say very much, which is very disappointing to me, because he says so much about the prior stage, yellow teal integral, which is what we discussed last week. I'm not sure why that is. It's kind of disappointing, but whatever. Spiral Dynamics is quite tentative about what it says about Staged Turquoise, but, you know, it does give us a fairly good idea of what it might look like. And, in fact, Claire Graves, who was the original founder of Spiral Dynamics, or sort of his work was led to Spiral Dynamics, his descriptions and Spiral Dynamics descriptions line up well with Kutgreuter's research on the construct-aware level. So it's quite complicated, but just basically assume, if you care, maybe you don't care about this, but if you care about, you know, propriety, then listen, what I'm doing is I'm taking different levels from different theories and I'm saying these are probably the same thing in reality, and I've taken the labels and I've put them together. So it's turquoise construct aware. In any case, in all these models and in any model that goes this far, you see a stage that is analogous to turquoise construct aware after the teal or yellow or integral level that we discussed last week. You just don't see it called turquoise construct aware like I'm calling it today. So listen, let's look at a very quick summary of the defining features of the turquoise construct aware level. So it's rather different to yellow-teal integral. If you're not sure about yellow-teal integral, you need to go and listen to last week's episode. But one thing that will stand out is it's very different, actually. For one thing, a defining feature of this level is its emphasis on not knowing. It drops intellectual striving, it sees the limits of knowledge accumulation, and it's more open to just present moment direct insight. It signifies a return to the heart or to wisdom or to simplicity. There's a greater emphasis on compassion, service, being, and present moment embodiment of spirit. There's a major loosening of self. The mind becomes more apparent. Meaning structures become more transparent. Self, body, and world lose their sense of solidity. And the self is just laid bare. All the mechanisms of the self become much clearer. There's a weakening of teleology. Teleology just means goal-oriented living. So there's a far less need to become, to demonstrate, to achieve, to transform, to develop. There's deep questioning going on here almost all the time. This is metaphysical level questioning. It sees epistemic assumptions. It questions basic existential assumptions that we make, and it starts to see sort of the workings of the entire human psyche, and it really questions all human meaning and knowledge. It sees the world as a single whole. You can think of this type of thinking as post-systemic. We talked about systemic thinking last week, and there's a snippet called The Power of Systems Thinking from a couple of days ago, I believe. This goes beyond systems thinking, and it's more about synthesizing and being holistic. There's an effortless integration of perspectives. And finally, there's an inner resonance with all pre-conventional and conventional levels. If you're not sure about the pre-conventional and conventional levels of consciousness, go back through my episodes 151 to 157, the Levels of Consciousness series, and you will find dedicated episodes for the pre-conventional and conventional levels. It basically no longer sees them as other, as different to oneself, but just sees them as aspects of oneself, and its resonance is a felt resonance. It's like it feels these different levels in its body, in its mind, in its own being. So let's get into deeper explanations of each of these key features. We're going to start with not knowing, because if you read any of these theories like spiral dynamics, Coir-Graves theory, or Susanne-Crook-Greuter's theory, one thing they share quite obviously is when they're talking about this level is it's they emphasize not knowing like so much. It's like not knowing is a key theme in the descriptions. And this is in quite marked contrast to Thiel integral, because Thiel integral, there's a lot of learning going on. But here we realize that conceptual knowledge is both endless and still incomplete. So we realize that despite everything we learn, there's actually still an endless amount that we could possibly learn. And regardless of how much we learn, it's still going to be incomplete because there's always more, and therefore what we already have is not complete. It sees through concepts because by definition, a concept is separate from what it describes. So therefore it detaches from concepts. And this is a huge factor in its not knowing. Let me give you an example, right? We use the word green to describe the color green, right? But green is not green. Like the word green, whether we write it down or we say it or we hear it, the word green is not the color green. In fact, there's not just one color green. There's probably endless amounts of different shades of green. Okay, so this is a very concise way of saying the thing that we want to represent via concepts can't actually truly be represented by a concept. A concept is a simplification. It's like a signpost, I suppose you could call it. And therefore, the concept itself is quite meaningless. Now, you might wonder, what's the big deal about this? The big deal is that once you see through concepts, you see that they're inevitably partial and simplifications, then, well, that's just a huge, it's a huge shift in allowing you to see through the entire human mind and the entire human meaning system, because all meaning is essentially conceptual. This could get very deep, but the way we know reality is conceptual. So what happens if you see through concepts? Well, you see through the way that you've made sense of reality for your entire life. And therefore, that's why chasm opens up between, you know, once you've seen beyond concepts, it's like it's like a new beginning. It's you've seen the sort of huge gap between conceptual knowledge and direct insight, post-conceptual insight. And therefore, the not knowing isn't the end. It's rather, it's like a new beginning, because once you realize the limitations of concepts and you learn to not buy into concepts, you then see how much your mind invents, upholds, creates, spins, warps, and defines reality via concepts. And once you do that, you might ask, well, if my mind does all that, what actually is reality beyond all of these constructions and beyond all of these concepts and beyond all of the biases and contradictions and confusion that is going on in my mind? It also realizes that despite great scholarship, which is something that we usually do at Thiel or the Yellow Stage, you know, we start learning about all kinds of things like science and psychology and history and and in physics and chemistry and sociology and psychology, and we try to weave it all together in this profound way, and spirituality as well, we realize that despite all this, we still don't truly understand reality, because all of that knowing is embedded in language. It is conceptual, and therefore it's not, we're not actually knowing the thing itself. Like, if I sit and read a million pages about spirituality, well, I've done all that, but what I've done is I've accumulated a lot of concepts. I've not actually seen what the concepts are referring to, right? So at the turquoise level, this huge gap becomes very obvious, and therefore the not knowing part comes from being able to go into post-conceptual insight rather than just being bound by concepts. And therefore, as I said, the not knowing is a beginning. It's a beginning of direct insight into reality, rather than being bound and locked into conceptual knowledge. Let's talk about the weakening of teleology, in other words, the weakening of goal-oriented living. Before we do that, quick mention from my sponsor, Spirit Quest Tours, which takes small groups on exclusive sacred journeys to Egypt, Peru, and Turkey. Get $500 off your next trip by using the discount code ROSS on the booking page linked below. So another major feature of the turquoise construct aware level is the weakening of teleology. Now, as I said, teleology just means goal-oriented living. In other words, the organization of your life around outcomes. And this is really fundamental to development from conventional onwards. And basically each level from conventional onwards, you know, you look at conformist, you look at the achiever level, you look at the postmodern level, you look at the integral level. Each level has like its characteristic aims at a high level, without being too specific to each person. Each level has its characteristic aims, right? And even at yellow or teal, you might think, well, there's not really much teleology there, but there actually is, because when you're at yellow or teal, what you'll find is that you want to develop, to evolve, to become wise, to vertically grow, to learn, to explore many perspectives, to integrate the shadow, and so on and so forth. So there's like this whole personal development project going on, which is fine. And that's just what happens at each developmental level. It's just that turquoise construct aware, yeah, this whole goal-seeking mechanism becomes apparent. Before, it's not apparent what you're doing. You're not realizing that your entire life is built on trying to become something, right? And you realize it's like this carrot. It's like this series of larger, more elaborate carrots as you develop. As you go through these levels, there's more. The carrots just get more and more elaborate. And it's all founded on the idea that if I do this, if I become that, if I achieve X, Y, or Z, then I'll finally be redeemed. You know, I'll finally make it. I'll finally, you know, have such solid ground to stand on. And this isn't just about material success, because even at Green Postmodern, we realize that material success isn't going to fulfill us, right? So that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the turquoise construct aware realization that the humans run on goal seeking mechanisms, right? It's not about just material success, material goals. It's about all goals. Like, even the Green Postmodern has an entire goal system. It's built on a goal system, right? It's built on teleology. Because even wanting to be like minimalist or to be more sensitive is still a goal. And people suffer greatly over these things. Like, am I being minimalist enough? Am I being sensitive enough? Am I being, am I being ecological enough? And at Construct Aware, you realize that all of this creates suffering and misery for us. And it's not actually truthful, because we're missing life as we do it, and it's all built on the human mind. It's a mechanism. It's this elaborate mechanism that we create, and we run after the future all the time. Now, this doesn't mean that there's zero teleology now, because listen, we need to have outcomes even for basic living and functioning. Like, an outcome is, I'm going to go and do the shopping. That is an outcome, right? You have to plan it. You have to plan it out. You have to go. You have to buy what you need to buy, and then you need to come home. And then, you know, see, it's an outcome. There's an outcome there. So it's not that you drop out all outcomes and you become a vegetable. It's just like there's a lot less emphasis on them. You can use the mechanism of like goals, the goal-seeking mechanism, whether that's material success or whether it's becoming more sensitive or whether it's becoming more developed or whether it's starting a business or whether it's starting a new habit or whatever. You can use all that, but it's like your happiness is not waged on them. You can see it for what it is. You can say, I'm going to use this aspect of being human, which is being able to set goals and be able to like work towards outcomes, but it's not going to determine my happiness. Whereas at all prior levels, it does. The ways it does that just become more and more elaborate as we develop through the levels of development. And construct aware doesn't even make vertical development into a goal, whereas the teal integral level does do that. In fact, it makes vertical development one of its main goals, which, again, that might be necessary. It might just be a developmental necessity, but at turquoise construct aware, we start to let go of that. I also said there's a return to the heart, to wisdom, and to spirituality. So yellow integral is very heady and intellectual. Like, it complexifies things, it makes distinctions, it analyzes, it learns, it brings multiple perspectives together. And turquoise can do all this, but it does it with more radical simplicity and immediacy, using wisdom rather than intellect, but still being multi-perspectival, like yellow integral is, as we spoke about at length last week. Let me give you an example, right? You ask yellow integral person, what is psychology? And they'll give you like this very complicated answer, most likely. Like they'll start talking about the different aspects of psychology. They'll start talking about the different aims of psychology. They'll start talking about the different contexts in which psychology is used. They'll start talking about the history of psychology. They'll start giving like the theories and the rundown and start like weaving all kinds of things together, right? So it's like they give you like this compendium of knowledge, right? If you ask turquoise what is psychology, they'll actually give you like a very simple answer. But it's not simple as in simplistic. It's simple in a sort of, it's like it condenses all the complexity down into a very bite-sized explanation about what is psychology. For example, like the way I define psychology now is simply the study of why we are as we are. That is literally it. And, you know, in a way that could be simplistic, but also it cuts through all of the complexity in a nice way without, like, reducing it, without forgetting things. It just says, look, here's a good approximation of what it is, right? And the same goes for any complex question. Like, you ask yellow, you get a completely different answer to if you ask turquoise. And there's a pattern there. It's more simple, it's more immediate, and it's more holistic, and it can understand all the different parts and all the different perspectives, but it doesn't get lost in having to explain them all like yellow would. There's also less need to learn here. It wants to rest in awareness prior to intellect, rather than just learn and regurgitate knowledge. And it depends on direct perception rather than just learned knowledge to understand reality. And furthermore, spirit begins to feel ordinary and obvious rather than like the peak of a mountain. So green revives spirituality and yellow-teal also continues the spiritual journey in a less kind of group-oriented, in a less, in a way that's less infested with paraphernalia than green often is. However, it's still, you know, spirituality still has the flavour of, well, one day I'm going to become enlightened, and one day I'm going to understand God, and then when I do this, I'm going to become X, Y, or Z person. Like, I'm going to become this wise sage, or I'm going to become, you know, this admirable, compassionate, wise, loving person, right? And I feel like at the turquoise construct aware, that starts to like collapse. That whole thing starts to collapse. And spirit, meaning just essence, just begins to feel ordinary and obvious. It doesn't, for one thing, you're not conceptualizing about it so much. And there's not so much distance between you and it now. And therefore it loses this kind of grandiosity, and you realize that actually spirit was never was never anywhere else, and it was never, realizing it might have very profound effects on me, but it's not going to make me anyone. In fact, it's actually going to strip away my identity. And so it's a very different relationship to spirituality. However, you know, we remain able to engage with many different traditions. I feel like it just becomes a lot more down-to-earth, simpler, more immediate, more direct, less paraphernalia, less need to sort of broadcast it, less need to conceptualize it and to understand it and to study 10 different spiritual traditions. It's just like, you know, let me have my practices, let me do my practices, and, and you know, I'll know spirit that way. There's a major loosening of self at this level. And this is why this level is, actually in Cook Reuter, she doesn't even describe it as a post-conventional level, I should tell you. She calls it post-autonomous. So it's really in a next, the next meta level up. I'm doing this as a way to kind of simplify things a little bit and to fit more with what Wilbur says, because Wilbur treats it as a second tier level, as he does with yellow. But anyways, you can see why this is sort of on the edge of transpersonal consciousness, because you know, basically all prior levels, they're in personal consciousness to different degrees, but basically their whole perceptual system is built around the idea that the self is real, that I am the self, I am the human self, that, you know, I live behind the eyes, I live in the body somewhere, the body is mine, this world is mine, this life is mine, and so on and so forth. At turquoise, you start to perceive yourself not as a solid object existing in the objective world like everyone else and everything else, but rather as this fluid process made up of body sensations, of thoughts, of imagination, of memory, and so on, as a fluid process that you've learned to maintain. And you've learned to, you've learned to make this, what is really a fluid process, into something solid, and as a vantage point from which to live life and to interact with the world. And you realize that this, it's not a given, it's something that you have done, and it's something you've added on to what is really there, which is not very much. Your mind becomes far more transparent than before. You basically become aware that everything that you know, everything you perceive, everything that you think you relate to, just you think you relate to the world as it is, but you realise now that, no, everything that you think you know and everything that you think you relate to is inseparable from your interpretation and your own warping and filtering of it by your own psyche, right? So you basically realise that you interpretation and reality are inseparable, and you've never known reality outside of your own interpretations, because actually the two are not separate in any way. Now, that doesn't mean that you cannot learn to perceive reality without interpretation, but you realise that for your entire life, you've pretty much never done that. Like everything you were experiencing was subject to interpretation to such a profound degree that actually you don't really know what reality is, because that's the level of interpretation that is going on. You actually do not know the simplest things, because everything that you think you know is so biased towards yourself, and it's so warped by your own interpretations that actually you do not know anything as it is. There's a lot, much less need to advertise, to demonstrate, to be someone. But it also sees that this can become its own trap. So, like a yellow teal, there's like this identity with being knowledgeable, with being competent, with growing, with developing. And here there's a drop, like a big dropping of that. And you feel a lot less need to be seen as intelligent, to be seen as highly developed. Even if you know that you're at construct aware, it's kind of like, well, so what if I'm at construct aware? What does it matter? It doesn't make me superior to anyone in and of itself. And yes, of course, the humility can become its own trap, because it can become a goal, right? Green postmodern actually often makes humility its own goal, which, you know, of all the goals you could have, it's not a terrible goal. But the problem is we can pretend that we're becoming more humble when actually what we're doing is we're becoming more arrogant about being humble, right? And so even at turquoise, you know, you're more aware of this trap, and it's like you can be humble, but it's not a performative thing, right? It's just humility, because you realize like the limits of the human mind and the limits of yourself and the kind of the fact that meaning is constructed, right? You notice how the self tells stories about every single moment of life to suit itself. That is, you tell story about every moment of life to suit yourself. This is exactly what I mean. Like, we actually don't know life because we live our life telling stories about life all the time, constantly interpreting it and thinking that our interpretations are reality, when actually they're not, because they're just stories we've told ourselves. And it kind of begs the question, well, what is life beyond our interpretations? You know, what's it like to live life when you realize that everything you know is basically a story that you're telling yourself? Well, something that you're going to have to explore. And finally, pure beingness now discloses itself more regularly. Because listen, the self is basically what hides spirit from you, right? It's probably more complicated than that. But if we want to like simplify it a bit and just get to the core of it, there's basically, you know, the more self-oriented, the more solid the self seems, the less apparent spirit is. Now, because there's this major loosening of self, then spirit, or pure beingness, however you want to describe it, now discloses itself more regularly. And of course, the more that happens, well, the more the contrast between spirit and self become obvious. Now listen, eventually you'll have to realize that they're not actually any different, but they are different and they're not different. So you're learning to see the difference, and then later you might learn to realize that they're actually not different. Another major feature of the turquoise construct aware stage is its deep questioning. This is something that Susan Cook-Reuter in particular emphasizes a lot in her theory. And basically, at turquoise we question like no other level of consciousness can fathom. And this questioning is not in order to gain knowledge or to find the right answer. It's a different kind of questioning. It's existential questioning. We ask questions here that very few people ask genuinely. And these questions, to other levels of consciousness, they might seem highfalutin or mystical, but at turquoise construct aware, they just seem obvious and necessary. So we might ask things like, what is time? What is self? What is objectivity? What is a human being? And again, these questions just seem obvious and necessary. Even if they might seem deep and profound to other people, they just seem obvious and necessary. Because at the end of the day, you know, listen, we all believe we use time. We use the concept of time. All day long we're using it. But what actually is time? Like, listen, if we're going to use it, sure, we should know what it actually is, right? That's what a turquoise person might say. And when they ask this, they're not looking, like, ask what is time? I'm not looking for Stephen Hawking to explain it to me. I'm not looking for Einstein to explain it. I'm not looking for, you know, an intellectual conclusion. Although I'm not going to reject them outright. Maybe that'll help me understand what time actually is, but I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for genuine, direct insight. I'm looking to understand for myself beyond all sort of pre-made answers. I want to know for myself, what is time? What actually is time? What is it? You know, we use it all the time. What actually is time? Okay. It also sees that to all these concepts, things like self, time, objectivity, the human being, we add layer and layer and layer of conceptual abstractions, and we take all kind of things for granted. And therefore, whenever we say something like human being, we're we're not actually, it's not a conscious thing. Because actually the word human being is just, it's like this matrix of loaded meaning and concepts, one on top of the other. And so you, like, we don't actually understand what human being is. We're just using it unconsciously. That's basically what we're doing. And again, this does not seem like a deep insight. It just seems like this is it. Like, this is what is happening, you know. We use the word objective or we use the word self all the time, but what, like, how can you say that if you don't know what it is? And then, you know, what is that thing beyond, before we label it? And, you know, like, we see through the whole idea of just calling these things what we call them. And this can be unsettling, but it can also be thrilling, because in asking these questions, your perception actually changes, because you see through the mental architecture of that is constantly filtering everything and constantly putting things into categories. And you live more and more in the immediate present, which is prior to concepts. Another crucial feature of the turquoise stage or level is that it sees the world as a single whole. So this is in contrast to yellow teal, which sees the world as like a complex set of forces existing in correlation to one another. Turquoise sees the world as a single organism with different parts, but ultimately just one body, like one whole body. For example, right, if you ask Yellow or Teal about climate change, it will come back with this answer about, like, this very complicated answer, talking about different systems and the government and recycling and history and weather systems and, like, industry and all these kind of different things. And, you know, it'll see the different perspectives. Like, it sees the different faces of the diamond, right? And then it tries to connect them all together. And it sees how they interact and they sort of spiral and they cause one another and they perpetuate one another and all this. What turquoise will do, it'll take that information and it'll synthesize it all in a holistic way, in a way that also has not knowing built into it. So it might say something like, you know, you ask it, like, what is climate change about? And it might say something like, right now we're in disharmony with our environment and we need to establish balance again. So it's not that it doesn't see the complexity. It's just like, okay, it's very complicated if we want to go down that route. But let's look, like, what is actually happening here? There's an imbalance that is happening. You know, whatever is responsible for it, whatever is behind it, there's this imbalance. That is fundamentally what climate change is about, it might say. I'm not saying it has to agree with me on climate change, but I'm talking about the spirit of how it would answer such a question. Like, to Yellow, it seems like this huge, complicated, you know, PhD, like, it would need to write a whole PhD to describe it. But turquoise is, like, again, more simple, more present, more, sees it as, like, a holistic thing, which isn't simple, but it's like this one single phenomenon that has like this core, has this sort of core mechanism behind it, in this case, imbalance. And finally, it looks beyond one's current lifetime, across the globe and back through history, and just, you know, connecting all those dots and seeing how, you know, seeing how where we are is a function of where we were yesterday, and where we're going is a function of where we are today. And, you know, just it's both more complex than Yellow and Teal, but it's actually more simple as well, because it doesn't get lost in all these complex explanations so much. All right, we're going to finish by talking about how turquoise feels resonance with all first tier levels. Just before we do that, quick message from my sponsor, Spirit Quest Tours, which takes small groups on exclusive sacred journeys to Egypt, Peru, and Turkey. Get $500 off your next trip by using the discount code ROSS on the booking page linked below. All right, so turquoise feels a resonance with all first tier levels. If you're not sure what first tier means, go back to my What Are the Levels of Consciousness episode, which is number 151, and I explain there what it's all about, and also explain it in last week's episode, I believe that is number 155. I explain what first tier really means. So as we discussed last week, Yellow is aware of the levels of consciousness, therefore it is aware of first tier in a way that first tier itself is not aware of. But what Yellow tends to do is it tends to sort of stand and evaluate first tier. It learns about it. It conceptualizes it. It like separates things out in terms of the different first tier levels of consciousness. And it can be sort of judgmental about it. It can be kind of, it can minimize, it can kind of feel superior. And it understands it all intellectually, right? Whereas turquoise now more deeply understands why first tier levels of consciousness are as they are with less judgment. It sees the genuine strengths and weaknesses of them. It often yearns for the simplicity of first tier without actually being willing to return for real. This is a Cook-Reuter observation. And actually it feels all of the first tier levels of consciousness in itself in real time. So instead of just seeing orange, rational, for example, out there in the world, it realizes that orange rational is like this entire space within itself. It's entire space within oneself, which in which one often operates and in which one sort of has learned to operate and needs to continue operating from in the appropriate circumstances. So it's like taking this, the theme of integration from the yellow level goes to a whole new level, and it's almost like the integration is now complete. It's like the levels are actually alive. And it's like after going through the first tier development or the consciousness development, where levels just seem like completely different worlds, and then second tier where you can see the different worlds, here you actually learn to inhabit them all at the same time. And well, if you've not experienced it, it's really difficult to explain, but know that it is actually possible. Like, it's not just an intellectual thing, it's not just wishful thinking, this is possible. And you just feel a deeper empathy for people centered there, because you realize that they're kind of just doing their best. And often first tier simply isn't equipped for the world it lives in, and it causes itself all kinds of problems. But you know, you kind of throw your arms in the air and you say, well, what can I do? Like, that's just where they are in their consciousness development. So I really hope you see the difference between turquoise construct aware and yellow integral. They are really quite different levels. And it's, again, it sort of, I don't understand why Wilbur doesn't talk about them. You know, he really seems to deeply understand all the other levels of consciousness, and he even talks about the transpersonal levels of consciousness to a depth that I've never seen before. But with turquoise, he just doesn't really mention it very much, and it's strange. But luckily there is other theories out there that do that. And of course, listen, this isn't just theory, this is something that if you continue to vertically grow, you will come to this. And in fact, the vertical development won't seem like an achievement to you. It'll just seem like, well, I guess this is where I am, and it's nothing to celebrate. It has certain downsides, but here I am. I'm going to enjoy it. So we were going to wrap up this series on the levels of consciousness next week by talking about the transpersonal levels of consciousness, which Wilbur does talk about in a lot of detail. I have new long form episodes every Wednesday with snippets on Thursday, Sunday and Tuesday, and maybe one or two more this week, all at 9 p.m. Central European time, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you want to go deeper with this work, join my fortnightly newsletter, pre-order my latest book, The Boundless Body, or try a free coaching session with me. Links are in the description for all of that. And of course, I do encourage you to listen to the entire Levels of Consciousness series for a full understanding of all of the levels we've been speaking about for the last few weeks. All right, folks, I will be back next Wednesday to talk about the transpersonal levels of consciousness. Until then, take care, and I will see you soon.